Hello, welcome to the Goddess Chats podcast. Today we are going to talk about the higher perspective behind clothing and material self-expression. So today we have our first guest actually on this podcast, Nicola Duff. She is an advanced healing practitioner and founder of Soul Connection. Nicola, would you like to introduce yourself a little bit and just a brief little twang on what you do?
Hi everyone, I'm so excited to be here. And
so
this
happy
is
to
actually
have you.
My first podcast too, so Hi to everyone that's listening. I am an energy healer, And I am very blessed, and I am on an absolute mission. I am on a mission to help. I've wanted to help for as long as I can remember.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that the business is called Soul Connection is because not only do I connect with your soul one-on-one when I work with you, I do distant healing, so mm-hmm. Not only do I work with your higher self, I also help people go on their own journey to reconnect with their own soul. That's where the name came from.
Yes, I love that. It's a great name, very brief and to the point, and that's awesome. It all comes through there. So yeah, that's awesome. Thank you for being here. I'm really happy to have you. I was so excited for this podcast episode. We kept having to move it a little bit, but it was something so exciting to look forward to. So I'm happy that we're here. We're going to talk about this today because I think it will be so interesting to hear about a more, intuitive approach to clothing that really delves much further than just, you know, what you see on the outside, the front, because it goes much deeper than that. It goes much deeper into how we feel and how we show up in the world as human beings. And all that sort of thing. So I would love to ask you, Nicola, just anything that comes to mind right away when relating to just like maybe a brief higher perspective on behind clothes and why we accumulate them, why are we drawn to them in the first place?
So as soon as you said clothes, the first thing that I heard that came through for me, so for the viewers that are listening, When I say heard, it's literally because I'm channeling. So
yes.
I'm channeling right now. It's self-expression. Mm-hmm. So the first thing I heard is self-expression, and also clothes can mean different things to different people, but it's all about your intention.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about the intent. So I know there's a rumor that goes around that, you know, like if you are spiritual, if you are, you know, on this kind of path, maybe you should be into materialistic things or items or things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody's got to do what's right for them, and it's all about the intent behind it.
Yes.
You know, if it brings you joy, if it brings you peace, and it can help you to elevate, all about self and what that item can bring to you as a soul. Because everybody dresses different. Everybody expresses themselves differently.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone is uniquely beautiful.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Just because with self-expression, it sort of evolves as we continue evolving. You know, do you think that certain colors represent certain feelings or qualities? You know, certain aesthetics sort of represent certain energies. And in what way do they possibly serve us deeper than just what we look like and how people perceive us?
I know personally how I approach things is I dress very much according to my mood,
mm-hmm.
and how I'm feeling in that night moment. But also, like, if I'm feeling really romantic, or if I'm feeling really kind of really full of gratitude and love,
mm-hmm.
I'll wear green.
Oh,
or
really?
I'll wear pink. Heart
yes.
Of colors. If I'm feeling like I'm quite spaced out and I need to ground, I'll maybe wear black, or I'll wear grounding colors, you know, they're stable. Or I'll wear kind of a darker color, which symbolizes like the root chakra. But that's personally how I am. That's just how I am.
For sure.
And definitely, yeah, and accessorize as well. That's how, it's definitely an expression of how I'm feeling in that mood, whether I'm feeling feminine, whether I'm feeling more rock, whether I'm feeling like a child and I want to honor my inner child, and I'll wear kind of like, I don't know, like a unicorn t-shirt,
yes.
or I'll wear, or sometimes I want to be spiritual and I'll wear kind of like crystals, or it's literally I try and tune in to who I am and what I'm feeling in that now moment. I am guided by that.
That's awesome. And, you know, it makes me, I personally love finding inspiration for, like, my own personal designs beyond Affinity from, like, just that sort of goddess aesthetic. You know, like, you see, if anyone's ever seen just, like, even specifically certain tarot cards or anything, a lot of the sort of goddesses, they tend to wear colors, I've noticed, like, blue, gold, just, like, shimmery things and, like, very, like, lustrous and loose and flowy things. And that definitely, for me, feels, like, very freeing and empowering. So it's interesting, though, how even different things for different people can, like, stimulate different feelings. Like, for you, interesting that you say, like, you wear green when you feel, you know, just, like, very, I believe you said, like, happy. I actually don't remember exactly the word in the forefront of my mind. But it's, like, for me, that's funny, like, I'm drawn towards, like, different colors, which is super interesting. Like, that they really do stimulate, like, different feelings for us. How do you think, like, clothing can allow us to curate ourselves in a way, you know? Like, where is that balance between, you know, expressing ourselves on the outside, but then also just being aware of, like, how we represent ourselves, you know, based on how we show up in this world, maybe by, like, putting our shoulders back or by putting a smile on our face? Like, how does it expand, yeah, beyond clothing, and where is that sort of balance?
Mm-hmm. As you were talking, I heard the word courage.
Mm.
So it takes courage. It yeah. takes courage to wear what you want to wear in that moment. You know, you might be surrounded by people that, like, for example, I know in my early journey, life journey, I wore different masks for different people because I didn't yeah. feel brave enough to show up as myself.
Mm-hmm.
So if I was meeting certain people, I would wear certain things and I would act a certain way. Different people, I remember getting asked, who is Nicola? And at one point in my life, I couldn't answer that because different people had different perceptions of me.
Of course.
So the fact, yeah, and they keep, be authentically you, be courageous. And if you can embody that moment, that feeling, and really step in and lean into that courage when you are choosing something with the mm-hmm. correct intent, you will find freedom and peace and joy within that moment.
Mm-hmm.
And you can express yourself and you can show up being authentically you, because the light, because the world needs your light.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what came through.
Wonderful. And I was really curious actually to hear your response on this little thing. Because I love touching on this little bit, you know, for some reason. But do you have any tips on, like, embodying your inner goddess? This can be, you know, techniques. This could be literally, yeah, clothing. This could be related to just, like, posture, anything. I would be so curious to hear your tips on embodying that.
You say embodying goddess.
Yeah, you're, like, inner, you know.
Your self-love.
Yes.
You know, I think really strongly is linked to self-love, and mm-hmm. self-love can change depending on how you feel. Like, being a goddess might be running yourself a bath. It might yeah. be realizing that you actually need to take 2 minutes in the day and you need to stop and you need to chill. Mm-hmm. Or it could be buying something new and putting it on, or wearing a cardigan, or
yeah.
buying shoes, or as long as the right intent is behind it. Not just another pair of shoes, not
yes.
just another, you know, if you can buy from a place of, will this bring me joy? Mm-hmm. Do I need it? Then it really,
like, will this empower me? Yeah.
Material items can bring such power. You know, you talk about power dressing,
mm-hmm.
you know, it can really help you tap into what is an insight. But power dressing could also be, for different people, it could be wearing a onesie. It could be, it is so relevant to each individual person. And each, I think key is always coming back to self, realizing, what do I need in this now moment for self-love? How mm-hmm. can I embody that self-love? And how, in terms of clothes and material things, how can I express that to the world and not shy away, not dull my light in any way. Mm-hmm. Just be authentically, uniquely me. And it doesn't matter what anybody else says, because this is me. And if we can all operate from that place of heart love, if we can all operate from our heart and self-love,
yeah,
I think the world could be really beautiful.
Oh, I agree. For sure. And yeah, that really, it's funny how we're all drawn to different, you know, things. Because you were saying, you know, it's embodying your inner goddess is about, you know, what's going to empower me in this moment, what's going to, you know, fuel me, what's necessary for self-love right in this moment. Like you said, maybe it's taking a bath. And it's like we're all drawn to different things, and that can mean different things for different people. And then if we approach that or take that into even style, it's like we're all drawn to different things. And, you know, you sometimes look at somebody and it might not be your style at all, but you're like, that person is really embodying. Like, I can tell they are embodying the heck out of their inner goddess. They are just completely radiating and just embodying it all. But it's interesting. Like, why do you think we're all guided towards or inspired and, you know, interested in different styles or different aesthetics or different... yeah, just different variations of what empowers us.
We're all different.
Yeah, I was assuming it was going to be that simple.
It is. We're all, you know, we're not this 3D flesh. We're not. Mm-hmm. Our soul drives us to, and our tapping in with our higher self leads us to our truest embodiment of self-expression. And the more we can tap in and really be heart-centered, because when we operate from the heart, we operate from our higher self and our soul. When we operate mainly from our mind, that's ego. We can really drop into the body. If we can drop into the heart, then you, like, as if you are thinking, oh, well, I don't know if I'm being true to myself. I don't know if I'm truly expressing myself.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you can just take a minute, take a big deep breath, and drop into your heart space, then you will know. You will know what to wear. You will know what you need this now moment.
Yeah, I feel that. And I think when it comes to the heart, it can be confusing or sort of weird in a way to conceptualize that in a way for saying that. But I feel like actually one of like the main two ways I would describe this to somebody who is like, what does that even mean, dropping into your heart? I feel like it's like dropping into heart and you feel like, does this feel right? Or two, it's like this little like inspiration, little zip, you know? So, and it's interesting how when you were speaking, you were saying like self-expression essentially coming from, you know, I'm sure there's infinite ways, but there's two specific things. Like there's how we express ourselves from the inside out, and then like how we express ourselves, you know, on the outside, you know, to the world, I guess, if in the terms of more clothes and stuff like that, whereas the other one's more like personal growth or like qualities, if that sort of a thing. But yeah, it's just interesting how self-expression, you know, is essentially just what feels right for you and just pouring that into the world in the sense of, yeah, however that feels right for you. But it is interesting how that all comes from the heart. So I think it's important, even when we bring this into the aspects of clothes or like, even with self-care and that sort of thing, because it can be like really intimidating for people to be like, oh my gosh, I have to, you know, run through all these self-help books or something like that to be the best version of myself, or I have to get all the best new clothes to be the best version of myself. But really it's like it's much simpler than that. It's just really tuning into your own sort of essence, like what feels right for you, and through exploration and through understanding your needs and what works for you and that sort of thing, that can really bring you closer to yourself rather than searching out for it or feeling like there's a need for you to expand, you know, find something that's outside of yourself. So I love that you said that, just constantly just bringing yourself back into your heart. But yeah.
And just to reiterate on of what you just said, we all have an inner compass. We all know what's right for other people. Might think, oh, Marina needs this, or Nicola expresses herself through that. No, we know. We have our own inner compass, you know, and dropping into the heart, like you said, it's feeling. It's not the monkey chatter that goes on in our head. It's the feeling of what brings us peace and calm and joy and what ignites us, really. That
exactly.
If we can tap into that self-expression and that feeling of being ignited, we can't go wrong. And always trust your gut. Your gut knows. The more you tap into your gut and you trust your gut, the stronger your intuition, you have a stronger level of trust with yourself. And when you trust yourself comes self-love.
Yes.
Getting too deep.
That's a good point. No, that's awesome. That's good to see it like that. It sort of conceptualizes it in a very clear and concise way. So that's awesome. And yeah, I was wondering if you would have like a little quick visualization sort of on tuning or into your inner goddess, or just tuning into yourself, possibly even just seeing sort of quote unquote the best version of yourself, and just, you know, tuning into that, because I think sometimes even in being able to envision that, right, can sort of help you, you know, see where you're moving or where you want to go, sort of a thing, especially for some you know, people who might have no idea what that looks like for them, you know, just like, is, you know, a good place to start, sort of thing. So do you have any quick visualizations or little like you know, inspirations or something like that can just bring people to conceptualize or envision like what that might look for them, yeah, like showing up in the world or just what they want to do, sort of a thing?
I think we're conditioned a lot to think that, you know, dressing well or power dressing, or we've got to dress a certain way. But literally, if you wake up in the morning and you think, you know, you're say for example, you've got guests coming round, and yourself, your inner self goes, do you know what? I really just want to put on a baggy jumper. I want to put on trousers, or as you say, in America, pants. And I just want to, you know, chill and be a bit more relaxed. You know, if you can sit with that feeling of, do I get dressed up? Do I do what other people expect? Or can I be true to me and just be in my joggers or be in my jumper? And if that makes you happy, if that makes you feel more empowered, if that makes you, if people are coming to your house and you want to be more casual and not put makeup on, maybe put your hair in a bun, but you feel confident, you feel empowered, you feel happy, you feel, yes, a blessing to myself, let's do it.
Yes.
Then that is the power of clothing. Because if you, for example, were then to go, oh no, well, I really would feel better in this new lounge top, but I've got people coming over, so I better dress up, I better put my makeup on and my hair up. And if you just, like, the two situation and the two versions of the same person that I've described, which one's going to feel more empowered and have a better day and have a more focused mindset and just be more comfortable and be able to be present in that moment? It's the version of that person that listened to themselves and it wore joggers, for example, rather than doing something that is not true to them in that moment and people pleasing, basically.
Right. So just tuning into that empowerment. Yeah, it does. Tuning into that empowerment, and just, it might mean something different for you every single day, but just, yeah, I think that's an awesome place to start, is just being aware, possibly even when you're doing something, just because it's what's popular or it's what's sort of expected or that sort of thing. Because essentially, the best thing for all of us is to just be aware of what makes us feel the best and show up in that way, you know, because otherwise, yeah, you just, it just becomes this whole weird thing of everybody trying to people please. And yeah, we just don't need that. I totally get that. And so actually that leads us perfectly into this question. I think, you know, how do you know the difference between getting something because it's supporting you or because it's hurting you, or AKA because other people, you feel that pressure from other people or external sources to do it, you know, sort of a thing?
I would take a wee minute and I would look within, and I say look within, and just ask yourself, have a dialogue with you. It doesn't need to be out loud, but have it inside your head. And, you know, how is this making me feel? Do I need to buy this? You know, if I bought this, if I put on this today, how does it make me feel? If I put on that, how does it make me feel? It's all about how it makes you feel.
How makes you feel.
Not about what someone else wants, not about what is expected of you. It's what you want, but not what your mind wants, what your heart wants, what you as a beautiful, beautiful soul, you know, as your listeners, you know, you listening right now, you're a beautiful soul. If you're thinking, I don't know what to do, or I don't know, just be you. It mm-hmm. took me a long time on my journey just to actually be like, do you know what? This is me. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to change because I've tried to people please. I've tried to wear certain things. I've basically been a chameleon.
Mm-hmm.
And my truest, happiest, most confident self is listening to the soul that's inside, listening to my heart.
Mm-hmm.
What makes me happy? What makes me smile? How can I help others? That genuinely lights me up inside, just helping others.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Those just are some
listen
awesome...
to you
yeah.
and trust your inner voice. Trust
yes.
there's no wrong answer.
Yeah, that's awesome. I think those are some great questions as well, just to keep in mind. You know, how does this make me feel? How does this... Like, that's essentially it. How does this feel for me? Is this making me feel more myself? And again, that's more feeling based because, you know, we can all sort of conceptualize maybe when we were especially younger or something, like, oh, this is the ideal person. This is the person everybody wants to be. So how can I get closer to that? But instead focusing on how you feel, that leads you sort of closer to yourself rather than trying to get somewhere that isn't, it's not going to bring you closer to, it's probably going to make you feel more confused in all those areas. So yeah, that makes so much sense. And just, you know, seeing how different things spark a certain feeling within you. So I think it is sort of an adventure of just being aware of like, oh, well, maybe I really don't enjoy waking up at 6 a.m. It's that waking up at 11 a.m. or something that makes me more productive or something. Obviously, this varies on everybody's schedules. Or, oh, maybe actually I didn't really enjoy wearing that because, you know, I found that it was slipping or I found that it stretched out. So, you know, you learn, then you're like, well, from now on, I'm going to wear another type of something or other. So it's just about that feeling, that sparking that feeling. How does it, you know, empower you to feel and show up? So, yeah, that's awesome. So I would love to leave our listeners on a little bit of a, you know, possible just like little note. So I would love to ask you if you have any last thoughts to just leave the listener or the audience with.
Be fierce, be courageous, and be you.
Yep. We love that. I love that so much. Yeah. So thank you so much for being on here with me, Nicole. I'm really excited to actually listen to this episode and just pick out all the things you mentioned, all the little bits and nuggets of wisdom right there. But yeah, I will leave Nicola's information down in the little show notes as well. So I'll have her Instagram and I'll also have her website. And yeah, where can listeners best sort of find you? I'll just ask you as well, but I will leave all the links below.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much. I'm so grateful. So my business is Soul Connection. So it's www.soulconnection.energy. So it's not .co.uk or .com. It's .energy because we are energy. We are light inside. You can find me there.
That's awesome. Yes, I will leave both of those links below. And yeah, thank you so much for being on here with me. And I hope the listeners enjoy the podcast. If you did, feel free to share with a friend who you think this would empower, or just on your story, or feel free to screenshot and tag us. We would love to see it. So yeah, have an amazing day and see you on the next episode.